Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Episode 1-0-2-3 of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/down2dunk and get The Athletic for $3.99 a month. I am Luke, joined this morning by Andrew.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool.
Slam through.
And Taylor.
Oh, guys. That was me. I had to find the joke.
Oi! How does the moon cut his hair?
What?
Eclipse it.
Oh, my gosh.
No song?
I have a song.
It's my life and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. Slam through.
That song's one of my top 10 songs of all time. I love it.
Really?
It's
really?
Very, very good.
Like, yeah. As an anthem?
It just when it's like
when you're mad at your mom?
No. Oh, no. It's not a mad mom song. It's like, it's just like everything's going good, or like I'm about to make a big decision song. It's like, yeah.
About to make a big decision song.
Wow. Bing, 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 bing. Wow.
It's a great song.
Yeah. This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Wow.
Tommy and Tina. For the faith departed.
All right, so
it's great. It's a good karaoke song too.
You know,
underrated.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You know who was singing that song this week?
Who?
Vasily Micic was singing that song this week.
Oh man,
it's my life.
It was a big decision week for him.
It was.
And turns out he was just duping Thunder fans through
the
media.
Dupe on us.
I. It's okay. It's his decision. I wish he would have just let us know. It's like, hey, guy, hey, Oklahoma City, like, I'm just doing this to get more money with my team.
He was. And I actually got, I kind of had that information.
Oh, you didn't share it with
you
us?
You freak.
But I didn't know. I didn't know what was what. Up was down.
True.
Down was up.
You know it what, is, Andrew? You
I can, didn't know.
You I didn't, did know. But you didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also,
we didn't tell us. That's the first I've heard this information.
Micic, what is there to be mad about? You know, it's his body, his choice. But also, why would you leave? It would be hard. It would be a hard decision to be EuroLeague MVP. I'm sure where he lives is much more beautiful than where he would probably end up here if he came here.
Mm-hmm.
Different language. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge life shift. It's not just, you know, I think some people think about it like, why would you not want to come to the NBA?
Right.
the best basketball, you know, top tier talent in the sport that you are trying to be good at.
Right. And usually it's not the guys that have played in the EuroLeague until they're 27.
Yeah.
And like Bogdanović was different, but he also told the Kings that, hey, I'm not coming over there until my rookie scale deal has expired. And so I can make a lot of money. And Mitch has just never said that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the deal that they get over there, like, one, they make a ton of money. Two, they get their car, their house, everything is paid for by the team.
Club, yeah.
And they probably just live on the beach,
yeah.
Play basketball,
yeah.
And walk around and everybody knows who they are.
Mm-hmm.
If he comes to Oklahoma City, no one would know who he was,
mm-hmm.
right? And if he's not that good, like if he's not better than Shea, if he's not the MVP,
yeah.
like it's a big like life downgrade for him yeah. in a lot of ways. And also like the risk reward stuff is there with these Euro guys. And a lot of guys haven't made it. And so I would get like not wanting to do it. However, I wish he was here because I think he's good. I think he's really good. Okay.
All right. Well, Sniffies. I don't know how to feel. Am I sad? No. I don't know what I am. I don't think we have a... I bet where they're at and wherever he's from, which I bet they have a word for it in their language. That's how I feel.
That's probably true. That's probably true. Any playoff thoughts?
I'm a Suns fan. I'm bringing home...
Suns fan on my this
Suns,
pod.
I have a Suns hoodie. I'm going to wear it.
Yeah, you do have a Suns hoodie.
It's going to be really hot.
Oh, is it a purple one?
No, it's black and it's awesome.
Oh, awesome.
But, So I've been a long time fan. But I'm very excited. And also cheers. So cheers to the Suns, but jeers to Patrick Beverley.
Oh, he's the worst, man.
He just turned when they showed the replay, Chris Paul didn't even say anything to him, just looked at him and he knew and he turned around and pushed him.
That was just, you know, when a little kid is furious and they just do some outrageous thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I was like, come on, man.
I was like, come on, man. Like,
come on. But, well, it was bad sportsmanship.
Big time game from Chris Paul there, too, though.
41 points.
Killer.
Unbelievable game. Like, everyone was talking about the Paul George game from when was that? Game 3? Where he had 41 and shot like 14 of 20, something like that. Whatever Paul George.
Game 4, yeah.
Yeah. And then way more history behind Chris Paul fails in playoffs than Paul George. Paul George, historically bad playoff performer as far as percentages go and shot attempts. But Chris Paul being able to do this, it feels like, wow, what a release off of all of our shoulders. You know, all of our longtime Chris Paul fans. We've always supported CP.
That's right.
You know, we were here
especially for him. During the Rockets days.
We were here for him when he was here.
We were here for us.
And then he was there for us. You know, rookie of the year here in OKC.
Yeah.
We've always supported him. We've never said anything bad about him. We always thought it was all James Harden at the Rockets. So
yep, now that things are good, it's like me with my son's hoodie. Long time Chris Paul fans. Yeah. All of us. It's like, haha, we were actually there first.
Yeah. It's like, right. That's our rookie, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know? He was our first. He did.
That's true.
I mean, he was our first. He did, you know, basketball bubble.
Help us.
God,
help us.
So close.
it's cool to see Chris Paul, Cameron Payne being on that team.
It is cool.
Is fun as well.
No, Cameron Payne. We were never there for him.
Dude, we were there for him.
What's
too.
Wrong with you?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Maybe not you personally.
He's going to have a great game. And we got to say we're there for him now because if he has a great game, then we're like, ha ha ha, we were always there for him.
Oh, yeah. Cameron Payne. God, I miss that guy.
Yeah.
Good for him, you know?
Okay, Bucks.
Last night.
Just win the series. Like, just please, just stay on this track and just get it over with, please.
Why?
You're not a Hawksman.
I'm just tired. I'm just.
You're not a Hawksman?
I just don't believe the Hawks can put up a fight at all against the Suns.
You believe the Bucks?
Really?
Like nothing. Huh. Yes. Yes.
Even
yes.
Watching how even last night, like the Hawks didn't look that bad. And you were just saying the game before last night, the Bucks are atrocious.
They are, but they are so much better than the Hawks.
Wait. 3 nights ago, we all were texting and we were saying, wow, this is crazy that the Hawks team without Trae Young is better than the Bucks team without Giannis. We wouldn't have said that 2 months ago.
Yeah, I know. I still don't believe in it. Like, as a real thing, like in the finals? Like, give me a break, bro.
This is Andrew's last-ditch effort.
He's been hating Hawks for so long.
It's true.
You can't go back. You're too far gone.
I am too far gone.
I understand. Okay, so what
think,
I'm doing
I also
is,
think Giannis is coming back.
Trey's coming back on Saturday.
Big whoop, bro.
Man, I feel about you right now how you sometimes feel about me.
That's probably true.
I just don't think.
Okay, say the Hawks go to the finals. I don't think it's impossible that they get there. This fly is killing Luke.
It is all over me.
I just don't think that there is any chance that the Hawks win the title if they get there.
You think it's a sweep?
I think that it's probably a gentleman's sweep.
Wow.
I think, how have the Hawks not shown you that they are a pretty deep team? I mean, off the their bench is legit veteran scorers. Lou Williams has been great.
I'll tell you this.
Gallinari has been great.
That's cool. They've got grit. They've got heart. They've got balls. They've got it. They've got all the intangibles.
Sure, they've got it.
They have all of them.
In spades.
Cantaloupes.
Yeah, it's great.
Bowling balls down there.
Huevos. I don't know if that's one.
I just don't think there's any way that their eggs get them to the title.
Wow, Those are some hard-boiled eggs, though, Andrew.
What are you going to do?
I'm proud of them. Okay, let's say we're proud of them.
That is the most condescending thing you could say about a team you've been hating.
Are they
all
okay? Yeah, super proud. But
I'm proud.
Going into next season, you're picking a champion. You give me the top four teams in the league. Are the Hawks going to be a part of your top four next season?
Well, no.
Okay.
I think they're there because of injuries right now.
Okay.
I mean, the Nets.
Yes. Bingo.
Also, I think the Bucks are here because of injuries right now. The Bucks would have lost to the Nets.
Definitely. But the Bucks are a team that preseason people would have said, okay, that's probably a top four team.
Yeah. How do you not believe in the Hawks? Do you believe the Bucks?
I don't believe in the Eastern Conference at all anymore. I'm just over it. Unless it's the Nets.
Yeah.
But I do believe that the Bucks, if they got there and Giannis could play, they would have a chance to win.
Who would you rather watch? Well, of course, for your own sake, you have to say Bucks here. Luke, who would you rather watch?
Hawks.
I would so rather watch.
I think the Bucks give you a 7-game series with the Suns in the finals.
I don't care about Bryn Forbes threes.
I'm not saying you should care about them. I just think that you get. I think it's a 5-game series if the Hawks get there. I think that the Suns just dispose of them quickly.
I don't know how you've watched how the Hawks have played like this.
They are playing some like mentally fragile teams, like the 76ers. The Hawks
Why
didn't win.
Why are the Hawks not? Okay,
the
but
Hawks
like,
didn't win that series. The 76ers lost that series.
The fact that the Hawks are not a mental, that the Hawks are a mentally stable team.
Yeah.
Is a big deal.
It's fine. Who cares, bro?
Oh, wow.
Who cares? You really have to. Listen, I don't know what you're going to do if the Hawks go to the finals and it's what if they win?
I've already said that I will do a Hawks apology pod, a daily Hawks apology pod.
Daily?
Daily. I'll hop on and be like, sorry, Hawks fans. Just like a daily just apology just sent out to them. Fine, whatever.
Wow, that was some good behind the scenes material, how we plan pods.
Would it have an ad? Hey guys, I just want to say something to the Hawks fans right after this quick break.
Be right back after this quick break. I'm sorry.
Hey, Hawks fans, back from that quick break. I'm sorry.
No, it'll go to the commercial. We will get distracted during commercial break. You will never apologize. Hawk apologize.
I think you're just going to, you know, there's going to be some injury in the final. Not for that injury. I'm not apologizing.
Yeah, he's got it.
That is very likely.
Yeah.
But I like it. I would like it better as like these two teams anchored by these like new young stars,
sure,
both going at each other, and sure, like anything could. I like that. And
who's the new young star in the Suns? Ayton?
Devin Booker.
That's not a new young star. Yeah. What year is this now for Devin Booker? That's what's weird is everyone keeps talking about Devin Booker. I think this is year 5.
Call him Devin Booker.
I call him Devin Burger.
Yeah, but like, it was only, wasn't it only last year he had like that 70 point game?
No, that was like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well,
isn't that weird?
Yeah, time moves fast, man.
This is year 6.
Year 6.
Still.
New young star.
He's young still.
He is young.
Mm-hmm.
He's a young man. Chris Paul? Not young.
I stand by my original thing. Two young teams anchored by two young stars.
I would be I want the Suns to win in the finals if it's Hawks.
I do too.
Suns. Or if it's Suns, whoever.
The other thing is, man,
But here's the thing is you get Ayton versus Trae Young too, because same draft class.
Young stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Young stars.
See, Luke's point stands.
The other thing is that if the Suns win, like Phoenix and Scottsdale, that area is a great place to party, and they'd have a great celebration party.
Really?
Oh yeah,
I bet they would. I think they're gonna do it. I think they're gonna win it all.
I hope so. And I'm gonna be there in my hoodie. Just
what'd you think about
sweating?
Just sweating. What'd you think about the Bucks last night? Chris Middleton was great. In that second
they were good. They played really well. Yeah. That was what I expected. That's how I expected them to play in the game before.
They were more fun to watch without Giannis there.
Here's the thing. They were more fun because those guys actually played well. That's why they were more fun.
And there was a lot of movement, right?
If they played well, if those guys actually shot the ball well and Giannis was there, we would be like, oh, this Bucks team is awesome. The reason the Bucks have been horrific to watch is because everybody has shot so poorly in the playoffs. Like that's why they've been just one of the worst watches in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all like they make scoring look like the most difficult thing in the world.
Yeah. It was fluid last night, man. And then Chris Middleton though it does not matter who's been in his face. He's like pulling up from wherever. He's taking technically the not efficient jump shots and just swishing them.
Yeah.
The other thing, Crash.
Yeah, Chris Middleton, 41% from three in the regular season, 33% in the playoffs. Drew Holiday was shooting, 39% in the regular season, 29% in the playoffs. Giannis shooting 18% from three in the playoffs. I mean, everybody, PJ Tucker, 31%. Pat Connaughton, 34%. Bryn Forbes, even, who's like a lights-out shooter, 37% in the playoffs. Nobody's shooting well.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a disaster for them. And somehow they're still here, which they probably shouldn't be, because it should be the Nets, but the Nets were just too depleted. Yeah. But if they were playing regular season level, I think, one, this series would be over already. And they would be a lot more fun to watch. The regular season Bucks weren't this difficult to watch. Bryn Forbes in the regular season, 45%.
And let's be honest, like I really like Giannis, but Giannis in the playoffs is just a slog kind of. It's like a Giannis drive is he's just tanking into whoever's in his way, doing a spin move in the lane and going up.
I think if they had a creator on the perimeter that was good,
yeah,
like really good. Like if they were able to get James Harden or if they had Trae Young or something like that, the flow of the team would be so much better. And if they had somebody that can make a freaking post-entry pass, then that would be great. I don't know. I would love to see the Bucks break through and get there. And hopefully Giannis can play.
I mean, it'd be cool if it was like Giannis and Chris Paul in the finals, and now one of them is going to get.
Yes, I think there would be some intrigue there, and I think the Bucks, if Giannis is healthy, I think they actually have a chance.
Is Trae Young already a bigger star than Giannis, just from this playoffs?
I don't know. He is definitely a superstar now, though.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
Oh yeah,
and he will be more popular if he's not already. Eventually, he will be more popular than Giannis.
Yeah.
Just because I think ball handling guards that do all the fancy stuff and hit deep threes are just more popular than big guys.
Mm-hmm.
you know, he'll have a shoe. He'll have a shoe that people will want. Mm-hmm. Like nobody's like, hey, are you? Did you get the new Giannis's?
They're called the freaks.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even have any idea.
It's because it's hard to say when it's named in an S like that. Hey, do you have the Giannis's?
The Giannis's?
You gotta say, do you have the new Giannis?
Does it mess up all of your words?
Yes, it's that hard because you're thinking about how hard those S's are at the end. You must have to say, do you have the new Giannis's? It's really hard.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. But if you got the new Devin Burgers.
Maybe words are hard today.
Booker should start Booker's Burgers or Devin's Burgers.
Here's the other Devin thing. Devin Burgers. Because I think he's dating a Kardashian.
He is.
And he's about to break the Kardashian curse.
Or is he?
Or is he?
We'll Isn't see. He dating the one that Ben Simmons was dating?
The
Kendall?
The model, Kendall Jenner, yeah.
And Ben Simmons was dating her before.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
This is interesting, isn't it?
This is what I'm here for.
Yep.
This is why I showed up. Okay. All right.
John's back toy bigger in mystery. John's back toy bigger in mystery.
I had a couple ideas, but really what I need is my baby is 11 months old. She's running around. She's
walking. That's so impressive. I saw her and I was like, walking. And I was like, what? How?
Yeah.
That's good.
See, if you're wondering how Luke has an opinion on something like that, knowing, you know, when a baby should be walking or shouldn't be walking, whatever, it's because he's an expert when it comes to parenting. He's not a parent himself, but he's just, it's this gift he has.
I do. It's true.
And so what I'd like to do is bring, you know, I might need some advice. I'm struggling.
Do you need it right now?
I think so.
What's your problem you're having with your baby?
Okay. So Nora's really into water. Okay. She loves water, loves baths, loves splash pads, everything. Well, guess what? We have dogs. Guess what's on the floor?
Water
bowl.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Water bowl
and dog food. Now, she's starting to understand some kind of instruction. When we say no, she just says no and then keeps doing whatever. She's just copying us, right? So what's the how do I handle this, Luke? Because I can't put the dog bowls up, you know? Dogs need water. But how should I, you know, how do I communicate to Nora
that? Here's the problem, because there's a bowl that she has that she can't have. She needs her own dog bowl, but it needs to be high up to where the dogs can't get it. And that's her.
So now she has two dog bowls?
No, it's hers, and it's the dogs.
Okay.
Because so, I'm sure she has, the dogs have the toys, and she knows which toys are not hers, the dogs' toys.
Yeah, but she still takes them.
Well, she needs her own toys. She needs her own toys, too.
She's got plenty of toys.
Keep going. This is just mood music for
just a baby dog.
I thought this was like a St. Jude's commercial or something.
I actually just downloaded it. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to listen to it.
I think a child just said, do you know what happened to my heart?
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's true. Just keep going.
She needs her own dog bowl.
Okay.
And if it's personalized and has her name on it, it'll just make it easier. And if the dogs...
You think she's going to understand
And
this?
The dogs... Well, she will eventually. She's very advanced. She's already walking. Mm. The dog bowl needs the dog's names on it.
Okay.
Boom. You're done. Problem solved.
The problem is, too, the dog bowls are kind of community dog bowls. And I think she sees that. I think she's seeing, oh, both dogs go to this. I'm about their size. And it's right at my level. So it's a weird thing. I think we need to teach boundaries. So maybe you can...
Do you want your daughter growing up telling people that she had her own dog bowl?
I actually think it's good advice, Luke, and I'm going to look into it.
Okay. But you can get it. Let's think of what's it. What's
Should it be like right above the dog, like in the same area, so she still feels like, you know, I'm still included in this dog bowl situation here.
So do you tell her, this is yours and these are the dogs. This is your dog bowl.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know because
oh no.
Yeah, we're at because my niece is having a, like, she has found that there's food on the ground, but it is for for dogs. It is dog food. And so it's like, we can't let her over there. She tries to go for it. Yeah. You gotta stop her.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's up to you. It's a big parenting moment. Well, I know that.
Yeah. It's a big time parenting moment. This could really affect, I mean, really, this could affect her own identity issues in the future.
I know.
What if she just starts to think, I'm a dog.
Like, what if these dogs are actually my parents?
Yeah.
Then you've lost her.
Oh, God. If she's waiting on the dogs to parent and raise her, let's go. Good luck.
Hedgehog's back to it, bigger and mystery. Hedgehog's back to it, bigger and mystery.
Andrew, you didn't need any parenting advice from Luke?
Hey guys, we got a deep dive and we're going deep on a man who's went pretty deep on some guys' legs. He was reaching way up high. We're talking about Steve Ballmer. We're going to break down him breaking all rules of touch. What is appropriate to touch people
about?
Next to you. Him. See, Bomber grabbing people.
I know.
He was deep up on those legs.
Yeah, he was deep.
Yeah, it was really weird. And also the fact, so the broadcasters see everything on the TV. They know what's on the television. The fact that it was a moment that was so confusing to everybody. The broadcasters who have something to say about literally everything that's happening had nothing to say about Steve Ballmer doing that.
Yeah.
This is the thing. When Steve Ballmer won, has more money than really I can even contextualize and think about.
Okay.
When he is excited, he is going to do exactly what he wants to do. And if that means
it's true.
Grabbing the 30-year-old men that are next to him, just like right where their leg meets their pelvis.
Yeah,
like that's what he's gonna do. Okay. And so I mean, he's going for it. And then just like he's slapping, and then he's rubbing.
Yeah,
is so what he's doing.
Let's break it down. I'm going to try to put this up on our YouTube.
If you're not watching our YouTube, come on, watch our YouTube. Yeah,
if you're watching on YouTube, you also get to see it. So let's break it down. Let's see. So there's two men next to him.
Two men.
And there's one. So let's break down the easy one. This is the guy on Steve Ballmer's left, and he's got a little clapper thing, and he's got a towel. And he is doing whatever he can to pretend that it's not happening.
I think that towel, I think, is some takeout food he's brought with him. There's too much heft to the towel.
Oh, it's it's a sack. That
it's
is a sack.
It's a
wait,
sack
is
of,
it?
Of goods or something. I can't tell.
It is definitely a towel. But you did fool me into thinking it was a sack
of goods. But what he's doing, he is not saying no to the Steve Ballmer grabs, which tells me he has been grabbed before.
Yes, he has felt this before.
And he knows this can stop this man.
These are complete strangers that are just sitting next to Steve Ballmer?
Can't be.
Can't be.
Can't
He's
be
gotta have those tickets. He invited them.
And if they were, they're not anymore.
He said, yes.
Or this is why they're friends.
Okay, so
grab my wiener on television.
So man number two.
I'm just saying, hold on, but man number one, right there, he's touched privates. Right there,
Yeah.
There.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because
he's also trying to get the elbow, like maybe to work, like to be like, Steve, not again, not here on TV.
So, I like that Steve also, he's looking at where he's slapping his hands, right?
He is.
So he's like, he's making clear decisions to do this.
It's vicious.
Slap, slap, rub.
He is looking at his hands. He is following his hands. He knows exactly where he's putting his hands.
That's so true. Yeah.
That's worse. This is not just, you know, that is much worse.
However, I do appreciate the attention to detail from Steve because we're talking about privates. If one of those slaps connected in the wrong area, it could be very bad because he is slapping really close to the privates.
He is.
It's true. So guy number two, I feel just so bad for him.
Yeah.
Because
he just wants it to stop.
One, he gets slapped twice. Really hard.
Yeah, he does.
And then he is doing whatever he can to stop it. He wants it to stop. He's got his arm around him, and I think I would guess that arm, he's like trying to grab onto him. Watch him. He is really trying to grab him. He's trying to grab his shoulder and trying to get him away.
Then he tries to grab the hand, and then he goes for the elbow. He can't get him to stop.
He is grabbing everywhere on Steve to get him to stop. Steve is obviously a very strong man.
The other thing that they have to both know is that the camera is right there in their faces pointing at them. So they have to know this has the potential to be on TV.
Yes, and for these two men that are being abused here, they have to thank the Lord above they're wearing a mask.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because they're not recognizable. He's just just red hat,
and that guy,
tight
hat,
shirt guy.
Mask. You can't see anything. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good for them. I'm sure their friends know it's them, but the whole world doesn't know who they are.
Do you think they get good. Like, do you think they got like pissed at Steve after
Steve?
That?
Steve!
Here's the other thing. We only see this short video. It clearly was not stopping.
No, it's not.
It was continuing. I don't know how long this went on.
ESPN. Is this ESPN or TNT broadcast? Whoever it is, they decided we cannot show more of this.
He's rubbing up and down just as hard as he can.
It's so...
deep tissue upper thigh massage.
Here's the thing: the first guy, guy one with the clapper.
Yeah,
he looks young, the youngest of the three. He's probably.
Oh, I disagree. I think he looks easily the oldest.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I can't tell. Either way, those two guys have both probably told their family and friends, like, "Hey, I get to go."
No, they had to have sit-down conversations.
Yeah, but I bet they told our friends.
No,
like,
before
hey,
the game.
Before oh. no, before yeah, we'll talk about after.
Oh yeah.
But before they were like, "Hey, you got to watch TV. I'm sitting next to Steve Ballmer. I bet I'm going to be on TV. You've got to watch." And then all their families are there watching. Wow. It's like, "Oh my gosh, oh no,
Daddy!"
It comes home and their wife or whoever their partner is like, "So, do you want to talk about it tonight, or you let me know when?" Okay. Also, this leads me to another question that I have. This got caught on video.
Yeah.
What? He's not on video 24/7. What's happening?
Here's the thing. He is pumped up every second of his life.
It's true.
Like, you've seen the when they introduce like the Windows or whatever at the Windows press conference when he's on stage and he's just going wild. And then he's a very excitable man.
Yeah.
I respect it.
I do not. I'm completely frightened by it.
Here's the thing. If you're a billionaire and you can still feel that level of excitement,
then there's something wrong with you or you're heavily medicated.
No. Hey, let's end with this. Let's say that you're sitting next to Ballmer. Are you guy one who is doing his best not to react? Or are you guy two who's trying to stop it but just physically cannot?
I wish that there was audio of those guys because they have to both go,
Especially guy two, if you're a guy two, which is red hat, trying to stop it. I can't stop. I could watch it forever.
I watched it so much the other night.
This is one level. This is in heaven. This is on a big screen, just projector, just playing all the time.
It's crazy how shocking it is. Even like us having a history of like some of the crazy stuff Ballmer has done.
Yeah.
But this is the worst offense. This is the craziest offense.
This is other thing. Wild. The other thing. This is probably 3 seconds right there. And they sat next to him for the whole game.
The whole game. How many thigh rubs do they get?
I mean, I think his hands are just... They're
just in constant... Like every Paul George shot that goes in. It's just... Okay, but who are you? Guy one or guy two?
Every time Paul George makes a shot, he just squeezes their thigh. I'm probably the guy who's acting like it's not happening.
I know I'm guy too. I'm freaking out. I'm trying to get him to stop.
Yeah.
If it's your boss.
Yes. It doesn't matter who it is.
You take the, if it's your boss, you're taking that to HR the next morning.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Imagine
Clippers fans, like, your owner was Donald Sterling. And then it's like, Steve Ballmer is saving us. And now everything about him is just, now you're scared for a different reason. Because he's insane.
Yeah.
It's still better.
It's still way better. Now, let me say, it is way better. But aren't you just thinking, why can't we just have an owner that just is respectable? No one really knows him. He doesn't really talk.
Yeah.
He just does what we need to do. Why can't we just have an owner who's not slapping and rubbing thighs? You know?
I don't know.
But I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Those aren't claps.
Those are
That's not
slaps.
Him clapping. That's his thigh slapping. That's next to the slapping, people next to him.
It's him slapping Kawhi and PG on the thighs. Oh, gosh. All right. We will be right back after this quick break.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
And we're back after that quick break.
We spent the break watching. Continuing to watch
we haven't stopped
video.
Watching it it's full disclosure
he beautiful. Got in their V-zone.
It's beautiful. I can't hear myself, but I'm imagining everyone still can. But
yeah,
okay.
I can't either.
Hey, what about Twitter question? Our first Twitter question comes from @PepsUnited, who wants to know, is there any situation in your life where you can imagine yourself celebrating Steve Ballmer style?
No, I was just saying, I can't imagine ever being so excited that I feel the need to do something.
Here's what we need.
Anything close to that.
Yeah.
Here's what we need to do. We need to make our own video of that. But it goes, up in Ballmer style.
up in Ballmer style. Sexy strangers.
Hop on Ballmer style.
Hey, my employees.
Man.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
No.
Ever slapping, let alone let's say it's just even just one person's thigh, just slapping it twice and then just grabbing it and rubbing it like that. I can't think of one person in my life that would be okay. Like, why is that okay? It almost have to be a stranger, and then you never see him again.
And then you leave immediately.
Yeah, it's just, it's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
If a stranger did that to you,
that's a police report.
Yeah.
I think if you won the lottery, then the people next to you are getting some slaps.
I don't think so. I don't celebrate by just touching people like that.
Yeah, that's so strange.
It is. What's happening in his life?
Why does he need to, like, touch other people?
I don't know.
I celebrate him.
I don't think this is a situation you want to stick up for him.
No. There's not more going on there. Hey, guys, let's go to our next Twitter question. And it comes from @405fan. Who wants to know, can you build an elite team around two non-shooters that aren't centers, Dort and Barnes, without elite scorers? Parentheses, KD Russ.
It's a great question. And it's a question the Thunder will have to figure out, because I think Barnes could definitely be their target if they can't get any of the other four guys. I think it's really difficult to do that. I think you have to have maybe at least a knockdown shooter if you're going to do that. That's why I've kind of come around to the idea of like Corey Kispert on this team and bringing him on, just because you need somebody that attracts the attention of the defense besides Shea, or you need Dort to become somebody that people actually have to guard. And that happened some toward the end of the season, but he was also like the only offensive threat, period, by the end of the season. So I don't know the answer to that. I tend to think no, that you can't build an elite team that way, but we also don't know what the ceiling of Barnes is and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. We don't know what he looks like as a pro. There's behind-the-scenes stuff that says that he can score the basketball, but I don't know. I haven't seen any evidence of that. He didn't really do it at Florida State. Didn't shoot it at Florida State. So I would say it makes your life more difficult. But I would also say you still have to take the best player available. And you can't just take a score, because I don't think that they're beyond Barnes. Is there a guy that has a really high ceiling that is like a big time scorer? I mean, Şengün is probably like the closest thing to it. And then you have to ask yourself the question: can you build an elite team around a 7-footer that can't defend anybody?
We already have one of those. Poku.
Well, Poku probably, it can defend better than Şengün for sure.
Okay, well then why are we messing with that? Like, this is a draft where you're right. You have to take best available.
Yeah.
Why would you start picking specific players? Like, oh, we don't have a shooter. We have a shooter. You don't have a shooter for what team?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? You're not adding someone to play with Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, whoever. You are adding someone to play with Shea, mm-hmm. but we still have no idea what that looks like around Shea. Mm-hmm. So it's best available.
Mm-hmm.
Şengün.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question. Corey, it comes from at StickyWizard00, who says, in light of seeing Andrew's paddle hanging on the wall a few weeks back, what's the worst you've been metaphorically spanked? Has there been a time you've shown up to something confident, with your confidence through the roof, and just been totally shut down and or embarrassed?
Totally spanked.
Metaphorically spanked. Sometimes, here's the thing. As an attorney, when you do not get the outcome that you want, you feel like you got just spanked.
Spanked.
And you're just like, oh, that was terrible. The lows of losing... as an attorney are
better than the Home Depots of winning.
Are incredibly. They're worse than the highs of winning.
Yeah.
Cause it's just like, whew.
Yeah.
But when you win it, you're pumped up, but then you just gotta move on. But when it's a low, it's like, oh man, that just got just trounced.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Because the consequence is you've ruined your client's life.
It's not that, but you have not
enhanced their life.
It just depends. But yes, okay. You have not gotten them what they have asked for.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Justice. Yeah.
Justice.
Yeah, I definitely the trivia show on the Saturday show, I've been metaphorically spanked many times, 11 times.
But you've won too.
I've won 5 in a row.
I know. So now you're just bragging.
I'm not sure.
I know. Come on.
Also, the Hawks suck.
You suck. who's getting metaphorically spanked this year? Andrew is from that Hawks take.
From the Hawks take, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, I am. Yeah, that's true.
Also, the person that has ranked how many times the Thunder did not score 85 points and says,
yes.
Them, like, Thunder fans versus Andrew, you have been spanked in that too.
They metaphorically spanked me after every single game.
This combination you have where like you just have such a larger following. People hear what you have to say a lot more.
And care.
Also you trying to have solid takes.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to have, you know,
that's
opinions
when you know.
That you hold on to has not been good for you.
I've had lots of very good takes too, but the thing is that what
good takes don't matter.
Right.
Exactly. Good takes are like feathers in the wind.
I've had two takes that have been that haven't turned out well for me.
Yeah.
And that's what follows you.
That's all that matters.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's people will keep reminding me about those two things.
That's when you know you've made it.
That's how you know.
That's when you know. I like that. Taylor, when have you been spanked?
Okay. In speech class for the final project, I was probably 21. I did my final presentation on Brian Scalabrine. And I was like, this is going to be hilarious.
This is going to kill.
This is going to be so funny. Even if they don't know who he is, he's just a funny person to see, right? You get the picture just by seeing who it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was so awkwardly bad. No one cared about what I was talking about. What I realized was, oh, I've spent zero time showing these people like my personality or my sense of humor or whatever. So they don't have any context or behind what's going on here.
Oh, no.
So I'm just doing a presentation on Brian Scalabrine, and it just ends up looking like I'm doing a serious presentation on this kind of chubby white basketball player that is called White Mamba. And it was just really awkward, and I just finished it. It had to be 10 minutes, and it was terrible, and I just sat down, and then I never saw these people ever again, thank God.
How was your grade on it?
Huh?
What was your grade?
Oh, I got an A.
Well, hey, well, good job then. I would pay if that existed somewhere. I would pay to watch it.
Yeah,
I think it's probably on my old. Just the video of me.
The
doing
video of you
yeah.
doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, we don't care about the presentation. Yeah.
I'll send you the presentation.
PowerPoint.
Yeah, and it's a PowerPoint.
Yeah. That's wild. I had speech class in college. I loved it, but the tests were really hard. I remember
tests.
Yeah, there were.
We had written tests. And they were very difficult.
Was too difficult.
I got a B.
I did too.
Because all my speeches were great, but all the tests were like I got D's and all the tests were very
what
hard.
What are they testing you on?
I don't know. They had some book and they were testing you on.
We
the
obviously
book.
Did not know what yeah. we were being tested on.
Yes. Uh huh.
That is so strange to have a written test for something that is...
Because there was a book that you had to read, and it was like about the book. Well, obviously, I didn't read the book. There's no way.
Right.
I can speak, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, there we go. Okay, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from Matt Colin Mick...
It comes from
Matt Colin Mick Goodtime, who says he's starting to really like Bunite. If Barnes is gone at 6 and Kuminga is the guy left, there's a chance they go Boonight or someone else.
What is happening?
Is it Book Night?
It is Book Night, yeah.
It's Boonight. It's B-O-U.
Oh, you thought the K was
K-N-I-G-H-T. Like Boo Knight.
As if he is a ghost.
It's a Boo Knight.
A medieval ghost.
Yes. That's until I hear it differently, I think I'm right and everyone else is wrong.
Boo night.
Not
wow.
Book night.
You can go hear all of my thoughts on Book Night on the Thunder After Dark NBA draft series. We did one yesterday, McKelly and I did. I think the idea of him is better than him. Is kind of what my thought is. And I think he's a role player at the NBA level, and he's not this go-to scorer or even a secondary scorer at the NBA level. I just don't think he has that in him. Now, can I be wrong? Absolutely. I can be 1,000% wrong. But I would be surprised if he came into the league and on a championship-level team, if he's your second best score. I just don't really see that. He could be that on a bad team, without a doubt. I just don't know that he's efficient enough on a good team. But I think he's fine.
I've come to the same conclusions with all the video and stuff research I've done on him too. So.
He's a better defender than I thought he'd be because he projects.
Oh, so I thought the same thing.
He projects as like a microwave scorer off the bench.
Microwave scorer, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote.
And those
down.
Guys are usually always bad.
Yeah.
On defense.
Okay, this I'm just going to have you guys react to this, and then I do have to go. It is from @grooms_jeb, who has said, if The Office, the show, were down to dunk, he has given people roles or people that they are like. But he's also given some people
Two people.
Yeah.
So Andrew, you are Jim while also being Toby.
Which I don't. How can you be both?
Well,
they're both so opposite.
I don't
you
know.
You have you know characteristics of both. You have personality traits of both.
Oh, that's not good.
Toby, he's
it's just because people are seeing you as like the HR like you mute us when we go too far, right?
True.
You're the HR person of the podcast.
Yeah, but the problem is like Toby was never successful at it.
Right. He was in that one episode where they had he had to do the training with Michael. That was a good episode.
That's true.
Okay, true. Mikey is Oscar, which I like. Jay is two people. He is Roy, also Daryl.
Yeah,
he's the warehouse.
That's probably the best one.
Yeah.
Alex is Ryan / Andy.
Ryan and Andy, that one's harder for me to understand.
I know.
How can you be Ryan and Andy?
The double is just hard because it's just hard.
Yeah.
But I am Kevin. Dollar title, which I'll take. You know? I'm actually there for that. And then Taylor.
Okay, I have a strong opinion.
You
about
are Moe's.
Yeah,
Moe's.
Dwight's cousin.
Yes, who doesn't do any. He's just a complete weirdo on the show.
But who plays.
I think you're onto something.
Hold on. Who plays Moe's? Mike Schur.
Yeah.
The creator and writer of the show.
He's not saying you're Mike Schur. He's saying you are Moe's.
No, I am saying you see me as Moe's. Behind the scenes, I am running this shit, man.
That's not what he said. Let it be said. That is not what he said.
That is.
You know who's the real winner of this one? Me. Kevin. That's good. I love chili, but I spill it sometimes. But I spill it.
Oh, man.
You know what? There's one episode of The Office that I always see, and it's anytime I turn on The Office, like there's a 1 in 4 chance it's this episode, and it is my least favorite episode of all episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one where Andy's in Sweeney Todd. I see that one all the time. I've seen it this week.
It's not good.
Every time. There's a time in The Office where like they got really like were trying because they went head to head like against Glee at the same time frame.
Oh.
So they tried to incorporate like a lot of singing.
Yeah.
Like when he comes and Broccoli Rob comes back.
Yeah.
Those two episodes I don't like.
They're not good.
But the Sweeney Todd one is my least favorite.
The Babysitter. It's just not good. Yeah. It's just not a fun episode. Mm.
Guys, I gotta go.
Too much Andy.
Hey, any big 4th of July fans? That's what at Trav _is_funny is. He's asking, are you guys big 4th of July? No, he said, what are you doing during the 4th?
Are you fired up to anywhere during 4th of July?
I'm fired up to a lot of places.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the lake and I'm going to lay around and...
You shooting some F-Works?
Gonna shoot some F-Works. Yeah. Gonna eat some BBQ.
Ooh,
gonna drink some BB beers. And get a sunburn and, you know, just do that.
You're planning on getting a sunburn?
You have to.
Yeah.
You're just being honest.
We have a very busy weekend. I'm not looking forward to it.
We're trying to incorporate a dog bowl for a daughter. So that she says how the dog's dog bowl and she has her own dog bowl.
We have a great weekend planned. Staying here though, not going to the lake.
Shooting some F-Works?
Yeah, bro.
Nice.
There's a neighborhood that shoots fireworks off, like right next to us. So we can see them from our backyard.
Hey, you live in firework zone though. This is where we'd have to drive all the way down Portland.
Yeah.
To get the good stuff.
True.
Are you guys big firework guys?
No.
I mean, like shooting them off ourselves?
Yeah.
I mean, not really.
It's hard. It'd be hard to get into the firework lifestyle because you're always trying to one-up, you know, the fireworks next to you. And like, did you see all the confiscated fireworks in LA that they took from the house?
No.
Took five or $6,000 of like illegal fireworks because I guess they're legal in LA. Put them in the bomb squad thing and tried to safely detonate them, and it just blew the entire block to smithereens. The cars just totaled.
Are you serious? The bomb vehicle
just it blew it the entire to smithereens.
Wait. They were blowing the fireworks up in the bomb car?
Yes, they're trying to safely detonate them. And they all blew up at once, and it blew up the entire block. It's like,
what?
It's just, and there's just a trailer there, and it's all just like,
whoa. Is there a video of this?
Yes, I can find it, and then I gotta go.
Have you put it on Twitter? Is it on Twitter?
I think I retweeted it, but I don't know.
Okay, let's answer some questions. Kiwi Greg 5555. Can you guys talk about where OKC would have been this year if Chris Paul had stayed, and they thrived? I think he said they tried to build a contender around him.
Not where the Suns are.
Probably not. And also, we have to recognize that that wasn't even a real possibility.
Yeah.
He came here. They said it'll probably be a year. And it was apparent from the day that he made that video. I think from the day he made that video after the bubble, mm-hmm. I think that you had to be honest with yourself that Chris Paul was not coming back to the Thunder. Mm-hmm. And because he made that video so quickly, that it's just likely that it just was, that was the case in the beginning.
You ready for this? This is it. It has some noises.
Okay.
This is the Bomb Squad video.
Is that a car that, oh my.
it just exploded.
Wow.
Is that a car that normally can handle bombs being detonated in it? I don't understand.
That's not what they tried to do.
Oh my God.
Just blew up the entire street.
That's amazing.
Pretty awesome. And people's cars, like you're parked on your street, and your car just gets, you come out and your car is just gone.
You know what this is?
Exploded.
You know what this is?
Huh?
This is Steve Ballmer going crazy in the middle and slapping.
That's those guys' legs afterwards. Exactly.
Those poor legs.
Yeah.
Totaled legs.
Total.
I'll see you guys.
All right.
See you.
Let's go. Let's rapid fire the rest of these, and then we'll go. Okay. Oh my gosh, Luke can barely move. at Ryan Fawcett, who's the best shooter in the top 20 in this draft? What are your thoughts on him? It's Corey Kispert is the best shooter. He's the best shooter in the draft.
Is he?
And he's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
He's a lot more athletic than you think he is. And he's 6'7". He's
why do you say that? I know why you say that.
Because he's 23 or he's 22 and he's white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Sneaky athletic.
Right.
Gym rat.
He's a lot more athletic than you think he is.
Like, he's more athletic than Moses Moody. Like, okay. He's a better athlete. And those are probably the two most comparable players in that range.
He's pretty big too, right?
He's 6'7". Yeah. He's got good size.
Kyle Korver. Why do I say Kyle Korver? White.
White.
Big white shooter.
Yeah. Why don't you compare, like, make a cross-racial comparison? Go.
Oh, Larry Bird. Damn it.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Impossible. Okay. We didn't get this one. Now you have to answer as if you were Luke. At Miguel Davila, 25. As a divorce attorney, how would the L-man approach Dame and Portland's likely separation? Which side would you choose?
I mean, he would take Dame's side and get him out of that situation.
Yeah.
And he would 100%, you know, if Dame's paying him the money, then that's the person in the right.
Yeah. You know?
That's the person that deserves justice.
That's where you're getting the money, too.
Yeah.
Not from the Blazers.
Right, exactly.
At Tan Newman, would you rather have option one, Barnes and Giddey? Option two, Kuminga, Sengun, and Moody? Option three, Suggs and Kevin Love?
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
Give me Suggs and Kevin Love. Okay. I think Suggs has
just because you like Suggs the best out of all of them.
I just think he has the best chance to be a top-level player. Kuminga, like if they wound up with Kuminga, Sengun, and Moody, I wouldn't be upset. Or if they, and really any of these three, I could talk myself into any of the three. But give me the highest upside guy, which I think is Suggs. Some people think it's Barnes. Some people think that Barnes has a higher upside than Suggs, but I am not one of those people.
Suggs defensive.
Great defender, really good offensive player, really great passer, and is
if we have a that, psycho. Yeah. If it happens there, this Thunder team could mess around and accident and like be pretty good.
Yeah.
It could happen with that. Like Kevin Love, if he likes to be here, and I think that actually this would be an organization that he would enjoy being a part
of. Yeah. They're going to be honest with him about what they want to do.
Yeah.
At Kyle Volkler, since Toronto is obsessed with SGA, do you think Presti and Toronto would consider a Pascal and four for SGA trade? I don't think the Thunder do.
No. Do you really want Pascal Siakam after what you've seen from him?
Not really. At Rob Whitrock, in today's NBA, which players would you like to see become media personalities after they retire from the NBA? Like Shaq, Charles Barkley, Kenny, etc.
Draymond Green is really good.
Draymond Green is like the number one on that list.
He's so good at that.
He's amazing. Let's see. Who else is good at talking hoops? That you want.
And then who has like a personality that's... See, I think Draymond Green, when he gets more comfortable with his whatever, co-workers, I think you would start getting more like trash talk out of him like you get from Barkley and Shaq too.
Probably so.
Yeah. And he'd actually watch the games and be able to analyze it properly.
Yeah, definitely. I'll say this. If it's anybody on the Thunder that I think would be good on a broadcast,
okay,
Mike Muscala would be good on a broadcast.
Really?
Yeah.
He's talking hoops? I can't even imagine Mike Muscala talking that much.
He would be great. I think he would be wonderful.
You know who would cry a lot if they were a media member?
Mike Muscala.
Well, I was just thinking of him crying, but then I was thinking about what? Reggie Jackson is always crying.
That's true.
Every video of Reggie Jackson that goes around Twitter when he's talking to press is one where he's crying.
I would never want to watch Reggie Jackson on a broadcast.
This man cries a lot in public.
There's a lot of public crying.
That's okay. You know what? I was going to say no shame, but I'm clearly shaming him.
You are definitely shaming him.
Well, it's Reggie. He deserves it.
For his crying. At Peter Man 33, what percentage of the credit do the Thunder get for CP3 making it to the finals?
100%. CP3 already thanked Presti.
He did.
So there it is. The Suns do not make the finals if this doesn't happen.
They don't.
This was one of those things in basketball that is actually like really enjoyable when it's not LeBron just completely dominating something, but it's this key player that brings everything together for a team that...
It's true.
You know, I don't know. It's just magic that worked.
It's true.
It's magic.
Thanks for listening to our podcast and for tuning in on YouTube if you're there. I'm going to try to go through the stream right now. We have Caleb Jones and Miroslav in Germany. We have Sam the Man 076 in New Zealand. Cricket Mad 27, Ryan Ty. Greg Stevens is in Sydney. We have Falk in Denmark. We have Ocek in Poland. We have Jay, which is not RJ, but it is AJ. Hoopstock 69 is with us. Alex Bullerjack is with us. Five Star says that Trae Young is getting his ring. Oh, my. No Limit is here.
Oh, my.
Robbie Bennett in the house.
Big Rob.
Jack Kennedy. He says, hello from pro wrestling in Japan. Wow. I hope that's true. Let us know if it's true. Tito in Brazil. Jermaine Wine is in South Carolina. We have Orca Monster here. Orca Monster is getting in the chat, irritating people with his chats. Really? Everyone Needs a Smile is here. Blake Phillips is here. Kit Kat. Miguel Davila with his great question for the L-Man is here. Toxic Brand Gaming is from Texas. Ollie 88 in Perth, Australia. Thanks so much for tuning in. D'Angelo Washington says, Moses Moody over Corey Kispert. I agree. I would take him over Kispert in a heartbeat. Agreed. Let's see. All right. That's it. Dylan in Kentucky. Thanks, everybody, for joining in. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy July 4th weekend if you're in the U.S. And we'll talk to you guys again on Monday.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.